every year a native language in this country goes extinct. You know, that's something that I want to help change. Yate, my name is Manuelito Wheeler. We are at Navajo Nation Museum. I'm the director here, and it is in Window Rock, Arizona. I wouldn't say Navajo language is about to become extinct, because there are plenty of speakers, but there aren't enough young speakers. So since coming here to the Navajo Nation Museum, we've dubbed two movies in the Navajo language. You may have heard of them. One of them is Star Wars: A New Hope, and the other is Finding Nemo. Having children definitely helped make me want to get these done. If this is the situation for my kids, I'm sure it's that same situation for thousands of other Navajo families. We wanted it to have that effect of making young people like, hey, like, I'm supposed to learn Navajo. So I'm not a fluent speaker. My sons are better than me. But I grew up here on the res, and both of my parents speak Navajo fluently. And they probably had this idea that our children should be successful in American society and they should speak English well. Being married to my wife, who teaches Navajo and speaks Navajo, and moving back to the res with my family, our time here, that has increased my speaking ability again. This is my wife, Jennifer.
I am Jennifer Wheeler. I am one of the two translators for Finding Nemo.
I got a script off of Amazon, and then I gave that book to you, and I said, translate these pages. And then I thought it was going to take you a day or two, and you came back in about 15 minutes.
I know. Thanks for the confidence. Yeah, for Finding Nemo, we kept some of that colloquialism in English.
Hello.
Well, hi.
Name's Bruce. It's all right, I understand. Why trust a shark, right?
Bruce in the movie, his voice is very dominating. In English, you know, he says hello or hi or whatever, but in Navajo, he says, ya-at-e, you know, and then he has that huge grin to say ya-at-e, because culturally in our language, ya-at-e, hello, as a greeting, is on a quiet, respectful level. But to see Bruce say that with his, you know, sharp teeth and white smile and to say yate, you know, a lot of people were just kind of taken aback by that.
Yate, say Bruce.
My name is Albert Jumbo. I did the voicing of Bruce the Shark. I actually enjoyed doing that because I kind of saw myself, and if I was any type of sea creature, I'd probably be a shark. But the language itself is very sacred. We're always taught to respect the language, the stories. There's so many generations that have gone by. There's blood that has been shed over our language and over our identity. So it's important that we keep it alive, mostly for future generations. That, I mean, it's what keeps families together. It's what keeps our nation strong.